World Ends, 7th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Nashville, Tennessee. Yeehaw! Everybody knows the date 7707 has numerical significance, but few grasp the true meaning of this date.
Essentially, we're going to pray for the rapture to occur all day, and it will.
This is from Lou Engel, founder of The Call, on Thursday. The world was abuzz with The Call's strange ambitions, and many anticipated the ascension of the right to heaven this Saturday. Finally, it happened.
All right. I hate to say I told you so.
This from Engel earlier today as he slowly floated towards the sky in a yellow beam of light and then floated out of sight. Local atheist Robert Price says,
"Damn it. Guess I should have yielded to God's divine will. Nothing left to do but watch TV, I guess."
The world carefully prepared for ultimate judgment yesterday. Stores had an end-of-the-world half-off sale. JCPenney's spokesman Rich Fredrickson said, quote, "Many will be ascending to heaven tomorrow, but that's no reason to miss out on some great deals. Ties are 75% off," unquote. Local Christian Ann Hill said she spent all of Friday praying.
"You won't lose all the kims and developers of praying and such. It'd just be silly for the whole thing not to happen."
A Mr. Doug Darrell, a Baptist and criminal, spent the entire day yesterday looting. He said, quote, "It doesn't matter. I'll be saved tomorrow and the whole thing will be water under the bridge," unquote. Upon discovering the Tennessee group was causing the rapture to occur the next day, religious leaders denounced their religions and quickly converted to Christianity. Said the Dalai Lama, quote, "While I was committed to bringing about world peace and freeing Tibet, but this whole rapture thing is happening tomorrow. I don't want to get left behind," unquote. Rabbi Bertram Goldstein expressed similar views yesterday, saying, quote, "It is a little disappointing to know that after all these years I've been in the wrong religion, but hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles, as you may say," unquote. Thousands on the street holding signs saying, "Repent, the end is really near." Before his ascension today, Ren Engel said on the telephone,
"You may suppose it may seem silly to some, but I honestly believe what we're doing is right."
Many of those left behind are pondering what to do now. The atheist Priest said, quote, "I guess I'll call Steve and we'll go..." Oh, right. Damn. Unquote. The near deserted streets are covered in dirt and everything is in disrepair. Engel adds,
"As for those of you who don't make it, it's your loss. And anyone who has common sense can see the end is tomorrow."
This has been Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.